Good morning, everyone. Please take your Bibles this morning and turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. As you're turning there, I want to just say that it is my joy and privilege to be with you today. It's always great to be in God's house on a Sunday and be able to fellowship and worship with fellow brethren. And I found it fascinating as Jacob was reading, he read the same passage that I'm going to preach from this morning. Only he read from Deuteronomy, I believe, in the Old Testament. I'm reading from Ephesians 6. Paul is quoting this passage, and so I'd like you to note that with me. Ephesians 6, and I'd like to read verse 2 and verse 3. If you are physically able, would you please stand for the reading of the Word of God this morning? If you can't, that is fine, but I'd like you to stand and follow along as I read. Ephesians 6, starting with verse 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today, and I pray that you would speak to our hearts, each and every one of us, through the word of God, and that you would strengthen and encourage every mother here, and God, that you'd be glorified in all that they do for you. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. One of the decisions that some people have been struggling with this week is, what shall I get my mother for Mother's Day? What special gift can I give that would be most appropriate? I considered that one time when I received a card in the mail that said this: are you ready for Mother's Day? Or are you out of gift ideas? Relax. Let us do the work. Gifts in all price ranges, delivery service, monthly specials, heavenly inspirations, hand-selected gourmet delicacies, inspirational gifts, candles, and it went on and on. And those are all good ideas. But let me share with you another idea. In fact, this is a command that comes to us from God. God tells us in His Word how each one of us needs to be one who gives our mother one of the most precious, sacred gifts that can be given: the gift of honor. And this gift is commanded to us here in Ephesians 6, 1-3. Look again at verse 2. He says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Now, how do we do that? How can we honor our mother today? Well, we'll find the answer as we study about this gift of honor, and I want to study it with you in two ways. First of all, we'll look at the practice of honor, and then secondly, we will study the promise concerning honor. So as we understand the practice and the promise of honor and apply that, we will be those who are obeying the commandment of God and will be a great encouragement to our mother. Let's study, first of all, the practice of honor. How do we practice this command to honor our mothers? Well, I can think of several ways. The first is this: prize her. Prize her. The word translated honor in Ephesians 6:2 means to value, esteem, or to highly prize. To honor someone means to view them as a treasure, to hold them in highest regard and respect. And I know that for some, this is very difficult, because for some people, life with their mother has not been pleasant. And truth be told, with some, it has been painful. Because of that, for some, Mother's Day is very, very difficult. And this is because there is a wide continuum of mothering. Now, I want to share with you an article, and I share this with permission from author Amy Young. And it's my heart today to help us all know how to prize our mothers. But I say amen to everything that Amy shares in this article. Here's what she states. To those who gave birth this year to their first child, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experience loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who lost their mothers this year, we grieve with you. To those who experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who have aborted children, we remember them and you on this day. To those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we mourn that life has not turned out the way that you long for it to be. To those who step-parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. And to those who have envisioned lavishing love on grandchildren, yet that dream is not to be, we grieve with you. And to those who will have emptiness in the upcoming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. To those who place children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart. To those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. And this Mother's Day, we walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors in our midst. We remember you. And for all of you in this church who find yourself described in any of those statements, we do remember you, appreciate you, highly honor and prize you because of your calling of God. So prize your mother. A second way in which we can give honor is this: praise her. I read of a pastor who had several people email him lessons that they had learned from their mothers. I want to read a few of them to you. One emailed and said, "My mother taught me the value of a clean home when she told my brother and I, 'Listen, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning up in here.'" Another emailed and said this: "My mother taught me the value of passionate praying when she said, 'You'd better pray that stain will come out of the carpet.'" Another emailed and said this: "My mother taught me about the circle of life when she said, 'Listen, I brought you into this world and I can take you out.'" Another said this: "My mother encouraged me to learn contortionism when she said, 'Will you look at all that dirt on the back of your neck? Or don't you see all that dirt in your ears?'" And then another one said, this is the final one I'll share with you. She said, "My mother taught me the value of stamina and perseverance when she said, 'You will sit there until all that spinach is gone.'" Now, I'm sure there's some of you who can identify with those statements, if not all of us. But there are some of us here today who can be those who praise our mother for the lessons of spiritual Christian character that she has taught us. She's taught us the value of the Word of God through her example of reading it and obeying it. Or she has taught us to pursue the approval and pleasure of God over the approval of man and the pleasures of life. Some of us have mothers who taught us that the greatest treasure on earth is not discovered in earthly things, but eternal things. And I encourage you today to think of how your mother has blessed you spiritually And if so, give her praise. A third way we can honor our mother is this: provide for her. Honor of parents means providing for them when they can no longer provide for themselves. Jesus taught how important this was in Matthew 15, 3 through 6. He's talking to the Pharisees, and let me read this passage. It says, "He answered them, 'And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father and mother must surely die. But you say, if anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father, because for the sake of your tradition you have made void the word of God.'" Now, verse 5 might be confusing. What it means is this: the Pharisees were giving of their money, their wealth, to the temple, and they said that they were doing that because their money belonged to God, and because it belonged to God, they had to give to God, and they couldn't help out their parents financially when they were in financial need. And Jesus points out that that very thought and those very statements were making void, which means empty, the word of God. They were using it as an excuse to not fulfill the responsibility to help their parents with financial need. I read this week of a reporter who interviewed Marian Anderson, the famous singer who grew up in poverty, and asked her to name the greatest moment in her life. Now, he knew that she had many big moments to choose from. There was a time that she gave a private concert at the White House for the president. Another great moment was when she gave a private concert for the Queen of England. Then there was the night that she received an award as the person who had done the most for her hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But she told the reporter this. She said, "The greatest moment of my life was a day that I went home and told my mother she would not have to take in washing anymore." Marian understood how much her mother had sacrificed by washing other people's clothes, so that when she was growing up, they had enough money to buy food and put it on the table, enough money to survive. And she was only too happy to take what money she was making at that time and supply it for her mother, so that her mother would never again have to wash another stitch of clothing for someone else. She was providing for her mother's needs. And we can and should honor our parents by providing for them when they have need. See, the provision is more than financial support. It's also emotional support, spiritual support. And we supply that by loving them, no matter what they have done or not done for us. We are to love them no matter what. And we are to be personally involved in their lives, and especially when it comes to providing for them. Now, fourth way that we can please them, or to honor them, is this, and that is please her. Please her. One of the major ways we show honor to someone is by seeking to please them. And there are many ways that this can be done. Let your mother know that you are thinking of her. And if your mother is still on this earth, again, no matter what the past has been, I would encourage you to do that today. Give her a phone call, or write her a letter. Send her an email. Give her a card. Send a text. I read about someone who said, "I finally found a Mother's Day card that expressed my feelings for my mother in a real way." It said this: "Now that we have a mature adult relationship, there's something that I would like to tell you. You are still the first person I think of when I fall down and go boom." Well, let your mother know that you are thinking of her. It'll please her. And if you've been blessed by your mother, let her know how she has blessed you. Even if she has passed from this life and is gone, if she is one who has blessed you, had a testimony for Christ, you can share that now as a testimony with your children or your grandchildren. You can pass that on. But right now, if she's alive, please her. And another way in which we can honor our mother is this: pray for her. We show honor when we pray And when we pray for people, especially those that are family, and we pray because we understand that our mothers, they need the work of God just like we do. We pray that they will experience God's help and have God's power in their life as they minister to us and minister to other people. Prayer is one of the best ways that we can encourage our mother. In fact, it's one of the best ways we can encourage anyone else for that matter. And we need to pray that they seek the work of God, that they experience the work of God, that they continue to follow the Word of God. We need to pray all of that for our mothers. Elissa Morgan, at one time, was president of MOPS International. MOPS stands for Mothers of Preschoolers. And she writes these statements. She said, "I am probably the least likely person to head a mothering organization that impacts thousands of mothers' lives for the gospel. I grew up in a broken home. My parents were divorced when I was 5. My older sister, younger brother, and I were raised by my alcoholic mother. While my mother meant well, most of my memories are of me mothering her rather than her mothering me. Alcohol altered her love. I remember how she would weave down the hall of our ranch home in Houston, Texas, glass of scotch in her hand. I would wake her at 7 each morning to try to get her off to work. 10 years ago, when I was asked to consider leading MOPS International, a vital ministry that nurtures mothers, I went straight to my knees. How could God use me, who had never been mothered, to nurture other mothers? And the answer came from 2 Corinthians 12:9, where God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." God would take all my deficits and make them my offering to Him, and find His grace to be sufficient in my weakness. And ladies, what God did for Elissa Morgan is what God can do for you and for all of us. Because God's grace is sufficient to meet any need that you and I have, and especially for the daunting task, if you're a mother, of mothering others. Well, what is the promise of honor? We find that in verse 3. God says you'll have a quality of life that God intends. He says that it may be well with you. And that's what we want. That it'll be well with us. And that'll happen when we obey this commandment. A family with children and parents who live in mutual love and submission will have a rich, God-given harmony. It is a quality of life that comes only from knowing Christ as Savior and serving Him. And even if that love you share is not returned, if you love, if you obey this command, then you will have a conscience void of offense towards God and towards others. The peace of God will rule in your life because you obeyed Him and you have done what He has said. You will have a quality of life, of spirituality, growing in the grace and love and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's what He promises here. Not only that, you'll have a quantity of life that God intends. He says that you will live long on the earth. And you know that your lifetime will be the full measure that God has for you. So this is a promise of God, and it comes when we honor our parents, and especially on this day, when we honor our mother. And it's great to know that we all have a gift that we can give to our mother. It's a gift of honor. So let's follow the command of God, the practice of honor. Prize her, praise her, provide for her, please her, and pray for her. And then the promise of honor is this. You'll have a quality of life that God intends, and the quantity of life that God intends. So today, on this Mother's Day, let's give moms this great gift of honor. Let's bow in prayer, please. And before I pray, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I just want to say that if you are here today and you do not know Christ as Savior, I encourage you to trust Him as Savior. I know it wasn't a salvation message, but if we're going to be those who experience the benefit and blessings of honoring the Word of God, it can only be true in the sense that God intends if we know Christ as Savior. Jesus died for you and rose again so that you can have forgiveness of sin and the promise of heaven. And if you'll turn from sin and believe in His death, burial, and resurrection, He promises to forgive you, to save you, to give you a salvation. You can do that right where you're at. You can do it right now, even as I'm speaking. If you want to talk to someone, find somebody from this church or talk with me. But if you're here without Christ, I encourage you to trust Christ as Savior. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray especially for every mother here today. Your encouragement, your strength, and that all of us would do our best to honor them, especially that we would honor our mother, Lord, as we have opportunity and privilege. And God, may we do this to obey what you have said and to bring blessing to them and encourage them. So, Father, do that today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.